The Columbia Workshop presents The Dark Valley, an original radio play by W.H. Auden, starring the celebrated English actress Dame Mae Whitty. Mae Whitty, who carries the entire burden of the dramatic action, is Dame Commander of the Order of the British Empire, and was so honored for her services in the First World War. After nearly 60 years in the English theater, Dame Mae began a screen career and gained a niche in the American public's favor by an unforgettable performance in Night Must Fall. At present, she is playing the nurse in the Laurence Olivier, Vivian Leigh production of Romeo and Juliet. And now we take you to the Dark Valley.
My back for a moment, she takes off somewhere. Does it on purpose. Just because I'm old and can't catch her by running, she revels in it. Oh, I know very well why she waddles away. It's a shame to be looked after by an old hag. A poor old woman alone in the mountains, with not a neighbor near to help her. Someone whom the women whisper about in the village. The dogs growl if she goes near them. And the men spit as she passes by. And the children are dragged indoors by their mothers in case she should frighten them into a fever.
Nana!
Once this valley was full of voices, effort and action, engines and men. For where a vein pointed promising the golden metal, went miners like moles after, hewing into the hill their hopeful way. They sank a shaft from the surface of the earth. They drove through darkness, drifts with a purpose. In somber stopes they scooped out ore, gold-speckled quartz with their quick hammers. They managed much, those many miners. But father was foremost. First of them all, with drill and dynamite and daring hands, a deed deep down where no daylight was. And equally noble was no man living. Father moved like a river, riding the world. When father spoke, the monsters grew mild in the sea, and the roses opened, and the eagle hung spellbound over the spellbound lamb. When he smiled, it was the shining spaces of summer, but when he frowned, it was ages of ice. His anger ended the earth. Oh, but he is ended. Ended his life, lost, away, a no one, a nothing, as if he never were. His body broken by a blast in the earth. He was drunk, they lied, the low and evil. He was killed by his lack of care, the mine owners wrote, and their mean hearts were glad he was a ghost, for his greatness galled them. He was a stag among sheep, a star among tapers, alone with fools in a foul field. Nana! There you are, you slut! Come here at once! All right. Stay there if you want. Go on. Stare at yourself in the water and starve. I don't mind. Nor will the foxes, I'm sure. You'll find them most flattering. Nana! Come here at once! Wait till I find a stone. You little fool! I'll bash your head in. That frightened you, didn't it? Bit too close to be quite comfortable, eh? A narrow escape from... well, from it. The nasty thing that's always just round the corner. But a lady doesn't mention in public. Ah, you're quite right. One shouldn't speak of such things. Let's forget about it. Let's think of something nice, like food. Come along now, it's supper time. Time for greedy little geese to stuff their guts. And then, bedtime. Hush-a-bye. Sleep. Sleep on such lovely dreams. Flying away, away, away over the treetops. Not even bothering to look back at the old woman waving goodbye, but just going on and on above the forest, over the tops of the mountains. And then there it is, the fairy castle. The gate stands open. There's not a soul to be seen. Into the courtyard, through the door, up the winding stairs to the little room at the very top of the tower. How your heart beats. At last I shall meet him, my wonderful gander husband, my fairy prince. Knock, knock. Who's there? Queen Nana? Come in, my dear. I've been expecting you for 1,000 years. In you rush with a flutter of feathers. Gotcha! Now you'll go my way for a change. Something's funny's happened, eh? There's no handsome rich young gander standing there, but only the poor old woman you left behind. Walking won't mend matters. He has a nice little coop of wire netting waiting for you while I get things ready. In you go now, and stay quiet till I need you. Now you're a nice, good, respectable goose at last. Not bad, is it? Plenty of air, plenty of room between the wires to look at the view. Food and water, and no worries. What more do you want? What's freedom anyway? Ask the boys and girls in the city. Ask any of them. Go on, ask them. And what will they tell you? Dear goose, aren't you a lucky girl to have a kind old woman to look after you and feed you and give you a nice coop to live in? Think of all the poor underprivileged wild geese with no roof over their heads, having to lay their eggs just anywhere and liable to be gobbled up at any moment by some horrid fox. We're lucky, too. We can read and write and do sums. Our coops have 4 walls and a roof and light and heat and hot and cold running water. And all we have to do in return is address envelopes or take dictation or pull levers, which is ever so easy. And we only have to do it for 8 hours a day. The rest of our time, we're absolutely free. We can relax and romp as much as we like. No one interferes. Mustn't it have been awful in the old days, before there was any progress, before there was any science to make people safe? Yes, Nana, you're safe. For the time being, anyway. Safe until... until what, you'd like to know, eh? Who knows the answer to that? Do you? Shall we say until the unexpected happens, whatever and whenever that may be? And until then, we might as well go on happily with our daily routine. You shall stay here in your coop and enjoy your supper, and I'll go and get fresh water. Yes, we must have water, Nana, you know. Water's needed for everything. We die without it. We die in it, but there are worse ways. Think of all the babies suffocated in their sleep by large black cats, of all the skaters drowned in mill ponds when the ice breaks, of all the hilarious parties returning from dances whose cars skid and plunge them shrieking over cliffs. Think of all the geese, Nana. You'd be surprised at all the possibilities of hungry hawks and famished foxes and stealthy stoats and lurking lynxes and bold bad bears, at all the varieties of clutch and claw and teeth and talon and snatch. Cry your curses from the crags. Cry it again. Black ravens over this ruined place. I must get water. Tears ran down from the eyes. The tower cracked and fell from the quiet winter sky. The shaft is full of water, and the wind whistles through the broken buildings of an abandoned mine. For after father died, the lode vanished. In vain they searched. The gold was gone. They got nothing. They lost heart, gave up their drilling. Aid no longer. They departed poor. And none remained but mother and I on this stony farm in a stony silence. She never loved me. I knew it from the first.